Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM 83, however you may be listening. All right. Shortly after the show, our podcast goes up. So if you missed any of today's show, make sure you check out the podcast. All you have to do is search Odd Couple wherever you get your pods, and then follow, rate, and review the podcast as well. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. And, of course, tell your family and your friends and everybody else, loved ones, coworkers, all that. We got Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, joining us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk football with him. But first, we're going to stick with the NBA. And Joel Embiid, Rob, who's playing, he's having the best season in the league. He right now has played like the MVP front runner. The question that has come about is, will he play the requisite 65 games that is necessary to be eligible for postseason awards? And so he missed the previous two games before last night. He goes out there, tries to play against Golden State, and suffers a knee injury, or worsens his knee injury. And now there's a lot of hand-wringing, a lot of discussion about that. Rob G, you want to summarize this stuff for us?
Sure. So Joel Embiid's knee has been a topic of conversation for about a week and a half now, or maybe about less than a week, because you recall he had that big showdown against Nikola Jokic in Denver. Would have been his first time in four seasons.
And that was a national game, too.
Yes, as part of Rivals Week, Rob. This was a big NBA initiative to get these guys to play each other. And Joel Embiid famously was not listed on the injury report, and yet 15 minutes before tip-off, they ruled him out.
So, and that was his fourth straight time not playing in Denver.
Exactly. So
yeah, that's odd.
It looked really, really bad, right? So last night, he ends up coming back from injury to face off against Steph Curry and the Warriors. He ultimately loses that game. But more importantly, he looked very sluggish out there. And then he ended up injuring that same left knee again. In this case, though, they're saying that it was a different injury than the one he's currently dealing with. So fast forward to Wednesday morning, Sam Amick from The Athletic, friend of the show, reports that people in and around the Sixers organization say that Embiid's dealing with his knee injury, not just in the last week or 2 weeks. He's been dealing with it basically all season. And that's part of the reason why his minutes are not as high as some of the other high-end.
So when he was going for 70, what did he have, three? That night?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the night. Well, the knee looked good that night.
You know how it is, Rob.
Well, he's scoring like a point a minute.
Yeah. So they added, and then Sam Amick also added that, according to people in the Sixers organization, Embiid still probably should not have played last night against Golden State. He missed the previous two games. But he was so concerned about the backlash he had been getting because of the Denver debacle and the whole narrative about him possibly not being eligible for all NBA or MVP honors that he decided he'd have to get out there and give it a go, even though he knew he wasn't ready to play.
And didn't Tyrese Halliburton, the star point guard for the Pacers, say something about the 65-game rule?
Yeah, he said it was a terrible rule. And actually, it's been a whole chorus of guys as recently as last night.
Not a terrible rule.
I mean, that's what's being pointed out. You had Draymond Green say on his podcast something similar. Like, you know, these guys are risking their bodies just so they can make these 65-game rule. And so it's a big backlash from NBA players.
Well, let's talk about that, Rob. What are your thoughts on this rule? 65.
Chris, we talked about it. If you don't want to do that, you got to come up with minimums then. You know what I mean? Like shot attempts. You can't do it in basketball like you do in baseball.
Well, they have game minimums to be eligible for, like, to be the leading scorer officially, right? To be the leading rebounder. You have to play a certain number of games.
Right,
but
that's what I'm saying. Like in baseball, it's about plate appearances, Chris, you know what I mean?
Right.
Innings pitch.
I can't lead the league in batting at 80 at-bats.
Exactly. Like you can't, or you played half the season and you batted 340, and they're going to give you the batting title. A guy played the whole year, he batted 325, and he doesn't get the title.
Right.
Right. So that's what that is to safeguard against. And I don't know, the pushback on it makes no sense. There should be a minimum of games you have to play to qualify. It's pretty simple. It's pretty cut and dry. I don't think it's radical at all.
I'm totally with you, Rob. And for the players to complain about it is ridiculous. Rob,
complain about playing 65 games out of 82, Chris. Oh, my God.
17 games? And I know that the fear was, well, you know, guys are going to shoot for 65 or 66 games, and they're going to pencil in, or the team, because the team's had a role in this too. The team's going to pencil in 15, 16, 17 absences so they can load, manage, and rest. Hogwash. All right? And Rob, as you know, I'm a voter for these postseason awards, the regular season awards. And before last season, Bill Walton did win the MVP only playing 58 games back in, I think it was 77. And that was when players voted, Robin. We've talked about players. Players don't vote well. They just don't.
They don't have a good history, Chris.
Right.
They don't. We talk about all the time, whenever people question before the last couple of Hall of Fames, Chris, in baseball, before that, it was always the Veterans Committee.
Right.
These were former players. Like, how did he get in? Oh, well, the players voted him in.
Yep, no doubt. And even in the 70s, Rob, when the players voted, you had a couple guys win the MVP, I think with losing records and, you know, not making the playoffs and stuff like that. And so the media started voting in 1980. After that point, the most games a player had missed and won the MVP was, I believe, Allen Iverson. When he won his MVP, he played 70 of the 82 games.
But still, so when 70 I started is voting, that's a fair number.
Right. And so I kind of used that as a barometer. Okay, if a guy plays less than 70 or 69 or something, and I'm just going to kind of be like he's ineligible. Because obviously your team needs you to be there. If you're going to be the most valuable player, you need to be there on most nights, overwhelmingly most nights. But last year, Rob, it was ridiculous. Voting for the All-NBA teams, I think I had players on there that played 50-something games. Because it was so many that had missed. So many of the stars were missing games.
Missing that many in the 82-game season? That's a lot.
Yes. Stop. Look, if the science, if the teams, if the players really wholeheartedly feel like you can't play 82 games anymore because of the wear and tear on the body because you got to guard so much more the floor because the floor is spread out now. It's not all near the paint. Then you know what? Be honest with the fans that pay your bills and cut the games in the season.
Yep.
Or
at least give people,
games.
Chris, give people an honest, like, he's not playing. Don't buy tickets. If you came to see Kevin Durant or you came to see LeBron James, or you could get a refund on your tickets. Like if you don't do that, then you could do what fans will be like, do whatever you want. But to you know, have people spend their hard-earned money. We talk about it over and over, man, because it's real when a fan and a family, Chris, and
man,
a kid's
Rob,
birthday.
You know, you
it's
did
real.
It is expensive to go to a game.
I went to a Clipper game, $8.99 for a Diet Coke, Chris. I thought I had a gun in my back. I mean, seriously. $8.99?
Because, Rob, what families want to do, if you got a young son, 10 years old, whatever, and he loves basketball, you're like, oh, Steph's in town.
Right. Can I see Steph play live?
I'm going to bring him to see Embiid play, whether your local team is good or not. And then it's hard to do that now, to shell out all that money when you know there's a good chance that star is not playing. It's not good for the league. It's not good for the fans. And it's not good for even the competitive advantage or nature of the players in the league.
And I'm
totally with the rule.
The networks, Chris, who shell out a ton of money. That's why this next contract's going to be very interesting, because the networks have felt like they've gotten a short end of the stick on the big games, the national games. How many times last year, Chris, oh, I'm looking forward to this game, and we'll be talking, and then you find out right before we go off the air that so-and-so's not playing. And you would be like, looking forward to that game.
And, Rob, I think it has had a bit of an effect. Even on me, I don't even, like, look forward. I mean, I look forward to the games. Obviously, I love the sport. But, I mean, when I know there's a big game, my first thought is, well, okay, are the stars playing?
Are they playing?
That's my first thought. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. And if I find out they're playing, great, I'll get into it. Because you also, Rob, look at these games as measuring sticks, right? People want to see Denver, Philly, Embiid, Jokic to kind of measure them.
Right.
How good is Philly really?
And imagine showing up in Denver for that game.
And that goes out the window when you don't have your star.
Yeah, and then Embiid's not there. Like I know you got to be pissed. So let me give you the numbers on Embiid and the MVP. This is from Vegas. So in a span of 3 days, Embiid went, Chris, from a plus 120 at BetMGM to win the MVP. He was the favorite, plus 120.
Right.
Right? To now plus 1,500, which is fifth. Because Vegas, they don't think he'll play 60 to 65 games needed. From where he is, we're just starting February. We got February, right. March, and parts of April. Got two and a half months.
Yeah, I they're probably right. And you know what?
And he's ruled out for tomorrow already. Right. So that's another game.
I guess the question people want to ask is, do you feel sorry for him? I mean, I hate the fact that he can't stay healthy. I hate the fact that he's banged up. But do I feel sorry for him? Like, man, if he only plays 60 games, he still should get the MVP. No, he shouldn't. No, you shouldn't. You missed 22 games. I mean, come on. That affects seeding. And then there's another guy out there, maybe Giannis or Jokic or whoever, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Luka, busting their butt playing 75 games. And you're supposed to get the MVP?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't feel sorry that players hurt, but I don't feel bad that he won't get MVP if he don't play 65 games.
And I don't understand the pushback from the players. Like, really? Like it just doesn't even make sense. You have to earn the MVP, really? Like, oh, yeah, he played 55 games. Give him the MVP.
Right. It's them not getting it, Rob. I mean, we talked about it, you know? And I think that's just another example of them not getting it in this regard. And thank God for this rule and the writers that take this stuff seriously. And I'm not – obviously the players take it seriously. But a lot of times they're not seeing the other teams as much either, Rob. You know, and they're, you know,
Chris, they don't follow it as closely as fans do. They might be out there on the court.
Not as closely as the media writers that really, you know, takes this seriously. Again, not saying the players don't take it seriously. Obviously, they do. But they're playing. they're not necessarily observing and analyzing and things like that. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Do you feel sorry for Joel Embiid that he could end up having played the best, but if he doesn't play 65 games, he won't be the MVP or even make an All-NBA team? And how do you feel about the 65-game rule? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that
wait,
one.
What?
Open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what?
Possible.
Just forget,
you know
what?
Forget this.
Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Worship Wednesday. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Let Express Employment Professionals help hire your next pro. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, interviewing unqualified applicants. Instead, move on up to the pros. ExpressPros.com is where you can find a location near you. That's ExpressPros.com, 877-99 on Fox. We're talking about the NBA players in this 65-game rule. That you must play 65 games to be eligible for postseason accolades or regular season accolades, really. All-NBA, MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, so on and so forth. Do you think Joel Embiid could you feel sorry for him if he doesn't play the 65 games? And how do you feel about the rule in general? Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off with Matt in Vermont. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Matt?
Matt.
As usual. Yeah, you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we got you now. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. You got a great show as usual. You guys always have a good balance, man. I love listening to you guys.
Thank you, man. We appreciate that.
You know, I think I agree. I'm on the line with you guys. Like, I can't feel bad for someone for not getting awards, for missing 20%, you know, 15-20% of their job.
Right.
Right? Like I'm not going to get a bonus or, you know, a promotion if I miss 20% of my work days.
Right.
I can tell you that, right? So,
yep.
You know, and on top of that, they've got to do something for the exact reason you guys were talking about. Like, it's so hard to afford to bring kids and bring a family to a game. They've got to find a way to curb that. And, you know, part of it, too, is they're making extravagant amounts of money. And, you know, I don't know if the goal for the players is to try to play and get that kind of money for 20 years. But I look at, you know, the Barclays, the Jordans, we always make this comparison. Those guys had worse shoes, probably worse floors, worse medicine,
worse
didn't take
everything.
Care of their bodies.
Yep.
I mean, worse
travel,
everything. Right?
Yep.
And they were able to muscle through. And so I as a side piece, without, you know, going down the rabbit hole too far, I do wonder if part of the problem is that these athletes in a lot of sports, particularly basketball, they're only playing basketball from the time they're like 6 years old. And so they're overuse injuries because they've been running on hardwood for 30 years instead of 12.
Well, I think certainly in baseball, I think has a similar problem. Football, I mean, you just don't know because the nature of the sport, you know, you can't blame the injuries necessarily on wear and tear. But with basketball and baseball, Rob, we've talked to pitchers who used to pitch back in the day, and they've said these kids are throwing too much too early.
Way too much. And that's an issue, and that's where it's been bad. We talked about before, Aaron Judge can't stay healthy, Chris, right? I mean,
right.
He's
right.
An outfielder, can't stay healthy.
Yep.
And just
like,
can't
why?
Figure it
what,
out.
What is the issue?
Ray in Austin, Texas, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ray?
Chris, Rob, can you hear me?
We
yes,
got
sir.
You. Yep.
Hey, just to let you know, guys, long time listener, first time caller. I'm a podcast guy, so
wow.
Yeah, download the podcast every day, dude. You guys are my first listen in the morning when I wake
Man,
up.
Man,
so.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Hey,
that.
Plug for the podcast. Keep downloading the podcast, guys. On the topic at hand, yeah, I mean, I don't feel bad for Embiid. I think he's got to spend the money. I mean, we got to figure out why he's getting hurt all the time. You say LeBron spends over $1 million on his body. I mean, maybe Embiid needs to swim down, you know, work on the calf muscles. I mean, do something.
He may want to look. And look, sometimes, guys, I don't know what it is, but he's always hurt. And that's been his problem in the postseason is even if he plays, he's banged up. And so he's laboring during the playoffs, which are the most important games. So, yeah, I mean, he really should look into, like, what is LeBron doing? Do I need to lose weight? But he should try something. I mean, I think he really cares about the game and his legacy, and I think to make it, you know, what it could be, he does need to do something new and different.
No doubt. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Chris, let's go to Ennis in Corona, Queens. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports. Is it California?
No, yeah, Corona, California. Hey, guys,
California,
great show as always.
How you doing, Ennis? Yep.
Thank you. Nah, you're great. Nah, thanks, Rob. Doing great as always. I feel bad for Embiid's injury. As an athlete myself, and you know, who's also gotten injured, it's an awful thing. But when it comes to like load managing and guys complaining about, I have to play five games. Like one, it's your job. Number one. Number two, if you want to be already an elite of an elite, play in the NBA. If you want to win these awards, you should also be participating in more than 80% of the games.
Yep.
But on top of that, like these guys are traveling in these. Until 4 or 5 in the morning, smoking and drinking like Jordan and all these other guys were. And I don't know, man. You know, Broussard, you've said this before. These young guys are soft, man. I don't get it. Like, and they're not playing any harder than the guys before them. Guys, like, defensively, scores are in 140s and 150s more often than not. Like, people aren't really playing that much defense. So, you know, if they're just running up and down the court like an all-star game, like, you know, probably, you know, bring it down a little bit. You know, and play a little more effort on defense. I don't know what it is. It's sometimes hard to watch the product, and I love basketball. But he's not complaining about, I got to get to 65 games. But I'm sorry, like, it's your job, and if you want to be rewarded
right.
as being one of the best league, you got to show up for more than 80% of the game.
No doubt. No doubt.
100%.
And look, this does affect their pocketbooks because, you know, Rob, like a lot of their incentives or what you're eligible to get as a max contract or super max is based on making all NBA teams and, you know, being MVP or defensive player of the year, stuff like that. So it does affect them. That's probably why they're really complaining about it. But you know what? So be it. I mean, like, right, you got to play a certain number of games. It just is what it is.
I just don't understand how you could really think that you could play as many games as you want and still qualify. Like, there's got to be something that makes it fair across the board. It's
right.
not
it's not
an anti-Embiid thing, Chris.
Right.
This is not anti him.
And it's not fair to the players. The guy plays 30 games, averages 35 points. He's supposed to be eligible for MVP? Stop it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest, former NFL Executive of the Year, Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, and of course the host of the Football GM podcast. We welcome in Randy Mueller. Randy, how are you?
Randy.
What's going on?
How are you?
You're at the Senior Bowl, huh?
I am. I'm checking out a few players. It's been a good week so far. I'm looking forward to seeing some more the rest of the week. Some really good players here.
Now, let me ask you this in
Do you have
regard.
To give them money to talk to them, Randy? I'm just asking.
I'm sorry, what?
I said, do you have to give them money to talk to them? I'm just saying.
No, and there's no load management either. They all okay. practice every day.
Okay. Right, there you go. There you go. Now, I doubt this guy is there, but Caleb Williams. Where do you think things stand with Chicago? Because I know there's been, you know, reports that he doesn't want to go there. What do you think they'll do, and do you think this will affect their decision?
I don't think it'll affect their decision. I don't think that's true. And as far as what I think they're going to do, I think they're going to draft him. And that makes the most sense to me. And I have nothing against Justin Fields. I think Fields will go on to be a player somewhere else in a different system, whether they do it this year, next year, whatever. They can't afford to pass on a guy like Caleb Williams. I've been studying quarterbacks a long time, and this kid brings a lot to the table that you might go a decade without being able to find. So I think he's a good fit for wherever he goes, probably could play in whatever offense. But I don't think they will be I don't think they'll hesitate with anything they've heard, said. They've had a chance now to sit down with this kid. If they haven't, they're going to spend all spring with him. So any issues that he may have, and I don't believe there are any, they'll be able to solve, and I don't think it's going to be a problem him going to Chicago at all.
And I'm with you. The Bears haven't had a great quarterback since Sid Luckman, so you would be crazy, right, Randy, to pass on this kid and have this kid be a superstar.
I think this kid, not only is he good now, but I think he'll even improve more. And I think with a new offense, a kind of a new breath of fresh air, he can take the Bears places where I just don't think Justin can. And again, they've not done Justin Fields the right way either. And I think that's been a struggle for him. That's why I think he'll end up being somewhere else.
Randy, let's talk about the championship games this past weekend. I had a big issue. Now, you're a front office guy. Imagine putting together a team, and then you have a coach. And then what happened to the Lions and Dan Campbell, just help me, because I thought it was inexcusable, like when your team is in the midst of being, you know, score 27-0 in a drought and you pass up on points. And it's one thing going forward in regular season games. I just think there was too much on the line, and there's no guarantee you're getting back. Were you cool with what he did, or did you scratch your head like most people did?
I scratched my head, Rob, but I also felt sad. I know what Detroit's been through. Obviously, you know, you've been there. It's no guarantee that they'll ever get back. And I just felt like those decisions, and everybody's hiding behind the fact that, oh, he was aggressive all year. This is who we are. I got news for you. I want to do what's right to win the game. That's what
Thank
I want.
Thank you.
And I don't really care how aggressive he's been in the past. And I like Dan. I think he's a good coach, but I think his emotions got the best of him. I think he had his player hat on, and every player, in fact, since then, has all said, yep, we made the right decision. Leave us out there. Let us win the game. That's a player's mentality. But I think they needed somebody as insurance against Dan doing just what he did. I think it's a shame. You can't walk away from a chance to take a 3-score lead, same being said for tying the game, and then the most inexcusable of all was running the ball inside the 5 and having to use timeout. The game was over as soon as you used the timeout. So there's 3 critical errors there that I just felt bad for everybody that had to witness it, especially the Detroit fans.
And then let me just follow up, Chris, real quick on this. Randy, I thought his head was in the right place when he took the field goal at the end of the first half. Like that, he could have gone for the jugular there, right, for the touchdown. He takes the points, which makes it a 3-score game, and then in the second half he goes away from that.
You know what, Rob, if you remember the interview they did when he was leaving the field, and they asked him about that, and he was very hesitant. It was almost like he hated to admit that he kicked the field goal. You know? It was like he thought he screwed up, and so he wasn't going to do that again. He was almost going to prove a point that I'm aggressive and not going to take the field goal. He was on the wrong side, in my opinion, on all three of those second half things.
No, I agree, and hopefully he's learned his lesson. Let's go. I thought there was some strange and bad coaching in Baltimore, too.
Terrible.
And obviously,
terrible.
John Harbaugh is a great coach. Todd Monken did a great job this year. But, Randy, how do you explain that game plan where the best rushing team in the league playing against a defense that's a great defense in Kansas City, but their weakness, if there is one, is against the run? How do you explain them completely going away from the run, whether it was Lamar refusing to scramble to a large degree, or not even giving the running backs a chance?
Well, I'm with you. I feel bad, again, because I think the coaches let the players down and the players let the city down in that regard. I'm with you. They had done things a certain way with a high success rate all year long. They did go completely away from that. And I'm with you on Lamar. Maybe he could have ran a few more times from the pocket. But if nothing else, let's have some design quarterback runs. The one or two times they did it, I think he ran for 20-some yards. So I didn't like it. I think they could have spread the ball around a little better. I think the tight ends were limited. All the things they did good all year long, they went away from. So I guess it's, you know, Todd Monken, the offensive coordinator, kind of learning the ropes again of the NFL. I just felt bad for everybody because I thought they had the better team. I thought they had a chance to win the game several times. They just let Kansas City kind of hang, but their defense played awesome, as evidenced by Mike McDonald getting the Seattle job today. The defense was outstanding. I don't know if they'll always be outstanding, so it's an opportunity lost for not only Lamar, and he faces the brunt of the criticism, but just for the franchise. You just don't know when these opportunities are ever going to come again.
I want to ask him about Ben Johnson, Randy, and you know this. Like, and I think they said the reports are that he was asking for the moon or whatever, and apparently they didn't want to pay him the moon. But don't you have to be careful? You know, you're coming off when things are going good. You get offered a head coaching job. There's only 32 of them. Next year could be bad, an injury, a disaster. Your chance might not come again. Isn't this a chance? He's rolling the dice?
Oh, it's definitely risky. There's no doubt, Rob. It's risky business to turn down these kind of jobs, if that is indeed his goal. I think you're right. There's no guarantee. And like we said about these other teams, hey, Jared Goff sprains an ankle and missed a month. Now what happens, you know? So there are a lot of things that are out of your control every year that happened to roll the Lions' way this year. So I think it is risky. I felt, you know, a little put off by the fact that he did interview with Seattle. They were going to interview him again, and then he kind of pulled out. So I don't know. Maybe there's some other things, family-wise, personal-wise, that said, hey, this is just not the time. And I get the rationale. I'm a young guy. I'm going to get other opportunities. But, gosh, I remember this. My first year in the NFL was 1983. My Seattle team that I was on were with at the time. We went all the way to the AFC Championship my first year in the league. I said, shoot, this is going to be great. I'll be back here every year. 35 years later, still haven't made it back.
There you go. Chris and I talk about this all the time, true. Randy. Like,
you never know, man.
You never know. Dan Marino went to the Super Bowl his second year, never went back.
Never
Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers won in 2010, never went back. It's not automatic.
All right, Randy. Great stuff as always. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, Rob, he's more than the quarterback. To some, he's the GM for the Jets. That's next. All right, couple of Fox Sports Radio.
R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, we're the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Take the mystery out of the meat aisle, y'all, with GoodRanchers.com. Enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality meat and seafood delivered straight to your door, and support local farms and enjoy $20 off plus free shipping when you plug in the code America. So go to GoodRanchers.com, plug in the code America, and you will get American meat delivered. All right, Rob, there was a great story in The Athletic today. Was it Zach Rosenblatt and Diana Russini, I believe? But really good story just about the Jets and all the madness that's going on there. A few of the highlights, Rob. Let's see. Zach Wilson thought his idol Aaron Rodgers was really going to, you know, they were going to have a great relationship, and they started that way. But when Rodgers got hurt, he didn't talk as much to Zach. It wasn't that he avoided him, but just didn't call him as much. Joe Douglas, there's one person in the one of the sources. They talked to 30 people in and out of the organization.
I'll tell you, the Jets got issues if 30 people are talking off the record.
Yeah, and they all were in the Chris. Organization, but obviously
but you know what I mean.
I agree with you. No doubt.
I'm a reporter. I love it, but that just sounds excessive.
Look, if I was with the Jets, I'd be ticked off. I would be ticked off.
I would be looking for the people, the leaks. Chris, I told you how they caught people doing that.
Yeah.
You put out phony information in a meeting with individuals and see who where it winds up. And you know that's how you weed out people.
Yep. And So anyway, there was a quote. This was from a person outside of the organization, I believe. But they said that, you know, there's this notion Aaron Rodgers is the assistant GM. And this person said Rodgers isn't the assistant GM. Joe Douglas is. Meaning Rodgers is.
That's
the
even
GM.
Funnier. That's even funnier.
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious. And there was talk that Nat Hackett is not really a hard worker, that he didn't watch a lot of film, that he was basically like, whatever Aaron wants to do, that's what we'll do. They said his relationship with Rodgers is more frat boy. You know, they're good friends, but it's more frat boy type friendship than a
And it works when
figure.
You win back-to-back MVPs, right? Chris, right, but, right. Hackett, I'm just saying.
I don't know how well it'll work when Aaron's 40, but, right. You know, it worked in
no,
Green
I'm
Bay,
saying
obviously.
That's why he got the carte blanche and got the right. Head coaching job.
So, yeah, there's all of that. It's even that Wilson and some of the players resented Aaron Rod or Saleh giving Aaron Rodgers all of this love in all these press conferences, you know, talking about how great he was as a human and all this stuff. So, very interesting piece, Rob, just kind of, you know, a little bit of behind the scenes stuff, but I don't know the Jets. I'm not like right now. And it's not official. We'll make our picks when it's time. Right now, Rob, I don't look at them as making the playoffs next year. And yeah, I think
it's
Aaron
just too
Rodgers,
early for
it's
me,
hard to say
Chris.
He's going to be what – I mean, 2 years ago, he wasn't that good. We'll see if he's great again, you know, next
right.
season.
I just can't make that leap, you know what I mean, without seeing what
yeah,
the other –
Yeah, and I mean, I'm reserving the right, obviously, yeah, to change my
the
mind.
The other teams, but, Chris, what happens in Buffalo, you know what I mean? Like, I got to see what's happening. But it doesn't – I told you before – the Jets are the Jets for a reason. It's not just – it's happened over and over. Chris, I grew up as a Jets fan. I've seen this team, man. They can't get out of their own way. It's not by happenstance that certain teams don't win. It's not.
Do you have an issue with them bending over backwards for Rodgers?
I think it's over the top. You know what I mean? Like you talk about it all the time. It's the greatest player they ever had, yep, in the building or whatever. So – part of that is that, but when you have a coach like Saleh who hasn't won anything, Chris, what's he got to look at his record? Who is he to stand up to anybody?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, Rob. They're like the, you know, the nerd in high school who
that's
can't
going
get a
out
date,
with the prettiest
and
girl.
All of a sudden, right, the head cheerleader, beautiful cheerleader, wants to date him. You think he's gonna jump bad? You know,
right?
He's going to be like, oh my gosh, I'll do whatever you want me to do. You know, so yeah, that's kind of what's happening here. And it is blatantly obvious. Like, look, we get it. You're going to, you know, make concessions for him and so on and so forth. But this is so blatantly obvious that it does look bad. So we'll see.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, I reserve the right, but it probably won't end well. And, you know, he's got 40 years old, coming
that's
back. The Did they fix the offensive line? Will they fix
it,
Chris?
Well, that's going to be that's the goal.
If they don't fix the offensive line, it doesn't matter what happens.
Wouldn't it be a shame? I don't even want to put it out
don't
there.
Even, don't even
I
say mean, it. Please don't mean? Say it.
They better fix that line. We'll just leave it at that. So, all right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got 1 hour left. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.